Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, presented by Geico, as we talk the world of sports here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday, coming off a Monday night football double dip and a conclusion to week three in the National Football League. Bills absolutely just throttled the Jacksonville Jaguars. A lot of opinions on that. 47-10. The Bills, just a mail it in. Score at will. Could have scored 70. And, you know, I'm not even going to say a shocker anymore. I mean, Cincinnati, this is a weird year. I mean, if you had told me that the Jacksonville Jags and the Cincinnati Bengals, with two high-profile, well-compensated quarterbacks, would be a combined 0-6, I'd tell you, you were crazy. Guess what? They're a combined 0-6. You're crazy, or I'm crazy for not believing it. There you go. I think the baseball heats up a little bit. We got Atlanta and the Mets. There's a lot of juice there. National League wild card. Listen, the Metropolitans have been a great second-half story. You know, we were down in New York, U.S. Open. We got a chance to get over there for an Oriole interleague game. Tried to dip into that Philly series, couldn't swing it. And there was one other game we saw, and I don't remember what it was, but they had a walk-off home run that night against Baltimore. We saw two Baltimore games. I tell you what, Citi Field, you give me – listen, I understand the people in the Midwest and out West just roll their eyes. Give me a Subway Series. I'll sign for it right this second. I will take Yankees, Mets with a lot of juice. I understand what the, you know, Middle America, the South, you know – yeah, out West, they're going to roll their eyes, but I'll sign for it right now. Now, if you tell me it's going to be, you know, you're going to give me Yankees, Dodgers, I'm not going to gripe. You give me Mets, and let me throw in a outlier. You know, we had Kansas City and the Mets, and that was a blast back in 2015. Royals are going to do their part. You give me Baltimore and the Mets in a World Series, I'll sign for that. But right now, these two New York entries really, really look solid and maybe on a collision course. So we'll keep you posted there. Giovanna Scroggins for the full hour. We look forward to it. She was meeting with some Dallas officials today. So Giovanna will bring a lot. Tyler Levine will pipe in around 25 past the hour. So we're going to get after it today, folks. And these college football polls make me crazy. Can Iowa State get any respect, folks? Can they? And I'll tell you what, that game, November 23rd in Salt Lake against Utah, is going to be something else. We're coming back here. It's Sports Overnight. Coming back. You already know it. I'm expressing all my pain. You know I'm a poet. When you're sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. I used to heat your body.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, Dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, we're talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight. Glad you took time out of your busy day in life to tune in here. We have Giovanna Scroggins and, again, Tyler Levine momentarily. We'll get Tyler here in a little bit, but we'll get Giovanna in here. Don't forget, look up, and Zaid Hussein did a heck of a job on the site today. Go to sportsovernightamerica.net or sportsovernight.net. It'll grab it. And go to the blog page, and Zaid Hussein has a nice, a very slick little snapshot of the NFC North for you people that are dabbling in football investing, which I do not partake. But, hey, listen, enjoy it. Zaid Hussein does a nice job. He is headed to Tuscaloosa. He is going to take in Alabama, Georgia. He's all jacked up. Let's get Giovanna in here. She's got her finger on the pulse of the Cowboys. That was a disaster. I don't care how, you know, the game ended. They got absolutely destroyed by Baltimore. And now they got the Giants coming up at MetLife in the Meadowlands on Thursday night. Giovanna, welcome to the program. You're going to sit in for the full hour today, co-hosting. How are you?
I'm doing so good, Marty. How are you?
Appreciate it. You had a busy day today. Why don't you kind of recap, inside that Cowboy camp. A lot of Cowboy fans, you know, they're still America's team. Say what you want. Jerry Jones and that group, very polarizing. Give me a sense of where they are 48 hours from kickoff in New York at MetLife after a really, really kind of a shaky start to their season. Let me hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, one thing I can say, it's been a very tense week for the Cowboys, especially with that quick turnaround, that Thursday night game we have coming up here soon. But I learned a little bit about maybe some possible answers to the questions surrounding our defensive game right now. Obviously, you know, you have Mike Zimmer and their, you know, new defensive coordinator. But one thing I thought was really interesting, at the nose tackle position, we have Mozzie Smith. Out of 124 nose tackles in the league right now, he is ranked 123. So he is one of the worst nose tackles that we have, and he is, you know, the first person at that line of scrimmage that is supposed to stop the run. He's not supposed to get moved around. He's supposed to be straight on. People can't turn him around, but when you look at the games, he is getting turned around. He is getting moved around a lot, so I think that provides some insight to why people are running all over us when it comes to these really good running backs. But also thinking about how the game has changed, football in general, you know, we are leaning towards this really, really run-heavy type of play when it comes to the offense, and that's why all these running backs are really, really high on a lot of people's some teams' rosters and things like that. But looking at Thursday night matchup, I mean, Devin Singletary has had a decent start to the season. So it's going to be interesting knowing that about Mazi Smith on our side of things with the Cowboys and having Devin Singletary with the Giants coming in. What does that look like for us, and how are the things going to be different, and how are we really going to stop this run and make some things shake with our defense?
Giovanna Scroggins with us going inside the Cowboys. We'll get to the Giants with Tyler that Thursday night game. Listen, they can't run the ball to save their life. I mean, come on. 32 yards out of Dowdle. Prescott had a couple, seven? They didn't run the ball. And yet Ferguson, who Wisconsin kid, Lamb, Turpin, who played over at TCU, Tolbert, three catches. Even Lupke had a couple. I mean, listen, they're catching the football. Dak threw the ball 51 times, but they're so predictable. And the hue and cry is Derrick Henry wanted to sign in Dallas. So, you know, we can sit here and put McCarthy on the hot seat. We can zip it on Zimmer. But, hey, listen, the buck stops with Jerry Jones. He is an owner who acts like a general manager. They didn't go out and get a high-profile running back, and they got a firsthand look at what Derrick Henry can do on Sunday. They did not address the running back position. Let's be honest there, Giovanna, right?
Yeah, I mean, 100%, Marty. I mean, he came out and said, quite frankly, we couldn't afford him. And when you think about cap space and you think about the contracts and you think about all the money, right, when it comes to the Cowboys, obviously you saw CD and Dak's contracts. Those two contracts are the highest contracts, and they came extremely late. And then also looking at all these other guys, really this is a prove it year for most of these players and for most of these coaches with the Cowboys. They are on a 1-year deal, or you know, their deals are up and starting next season. So thinking about that mindset, the Cowboys and the front office are like, okay, well, maybe we need to take a step back. We might not be able to go get a Derrick Henry or things like that because we have people like Micah and our coaches and things like that that are coming up that we need to sign, that we might have to save that money. Or there's an option, maybe you trade Micah next year. Maybe you go get some draft picks. Maybe you make a trade because right now Micah, you know, some people are saying he needs to get off the podcast and back on the field and focus on football. Football comes first. And like I said, it's been a very, very tense week for the Cowboys and a lot of the players. It seems like there's some turmoil and there's some conflict. I mean, watching the game with Dak and CD was very heated in that game. Obviously not getting the ball, but can you blame Dak for not throwing CD the ball when he was getting strapped up all game? So there's a lot of things going on, but I think the Cowboys in this week four game, they have a chance to, like I said, prove it, especially when it comes to their, you know, conference conference, you know, shares against the Giants. So it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to read a quarterback stat line. We're going to play Name That Quarterback. You ready to play, Giovanna? I love doing this stuff, and you're very good. Now, this is recent. I'm going to read a stat line, and I want you to tell me who the quarterback is, all right?
Let's do it.
All right, he was 21 of 23. He threw for 254 yards. He had two passing touchdowns. He rushed for 39 yards. Had a rushing touchdown, and his name is like a whiskey, you know. In fact, his first name is Jay. It starts with a J, and it's a whiskey. Who am I talking about?
Well, you're talking about my rookie of the year, Jaden Daniels.
There you go. That was an unbelievable performance. Jacksonville is now 0-3. And the absolute godforsaken Cincinnati Bengals and Jaden Daniels, let me tell you something. He was outstanding. Good job out of you. You got it. And by the way, there was a McCaffrey there, Luke McCaffrey, who went to Rice. And the other McCaffrey is out in San Francisco. So one went to Rice in Houston. And so Rice Cerrone, the San Francisco treat, the McCaffreys. How about that? But go ahead. Give me a hit on Daniels. What an impressive performance, huh?
Yeah, I think the Commanders right now are very pleased with their organization, what they've done in the offseason, and in Jaden Daniels. The only thing I'm a little hesitant about is he is very small, and he does like to rush. Looking into these games coming up and finishing out the regular season, I know rushing the passer and rushing Daniels is going to be a little bit of a priority for these defenses that come in and play against him. So keeping him healthy and keeping him able to do the things that he's doing is going to be something that I think the Commanders need to take into consideration. But Jaden Daniels, I mean, what else could you have want out of a rookie quarterback that you take in your second pick? And right now, I think he's quite frankly playing way better than Caleb Williams. And I think he's proven that, and especially in a stat line.
Giovanna Scroggins with us. We're breaking down some NFC East, and we'll look at the Washington Commanders. You know, the Eagles, real quick before we go to break, got about 90 seconds. The Eagles are just, they got no juice. I mean, the Eagles are low-scoring game on Sunday. They got beat by Atlanta, the previous game. You know, no juice. I think the excitement, do you ever think we'd be sitting here going into week four where the Commanders are as exciting as they are? I think it's awesome. I really do. That organization was an absolute dumpster fire with all the sexual harassment, the dopey owner, Snyder. Now Harris gets in there, buys the team. He's got the Devils. He's got the 76ers. He's going to right that ship beautifully. Give me 40 seconds on the Commanders. What a nice surprise, huh?
Yes, for sure. And outside of Jaden, I think you have a really good wide receiver room. I mean, Terry McLaurin has surprised me this season, especially in that last play in that game last night. Mm-hmm. So I think the Commanders, I don't know if they're going to win the NFC East, but right now they're on top. So kudos to them.
Weirdest season in the world. I mean, you got Baltimore struggling. They righted their ship. You got Cincinnati. You got Jacksonville. You got so many weird stories and yet good stories, like the Vikings and the Commanders just get a lot of attention right now. All right, Giovanna's with us for the full hour co-hosting. We love her, folks. She's Dallas-based. She does a great job. SMU grad, very sharp. Did some news anchoring in Dallas, Fort Worth at KRLD. She's got credentials, and she's also got the moxie and the know-how doing.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, we are back here on Sports Overnight America, presented by Geico. And we got some exciting things going on in the world of sports. Obviously, the NFL front and center. Tyler Levine joins the show, and he's going to stay with us, too. So we got, you know, I get a day off, for crying out loud. I just have to put it on the tee, and Giovanna Scroggins hits it down right down the middle of the fairway. And then, you know, with a great short game, Tyler Levine comes in here. If we were playing in a little bit of a best ball right now, I think we'd be about 20 under and take home the prize. Tyler, welcome aboard. Say hi to Giovanna, and let's get after it. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How we doing?
Doing great. Let's hear on you. Dallas, Washington, Philly's about as quiet as a mouse in this NFC East, and we got the Cowboys and the Giants. Size it up, and then Giovanna's got a few things. Let's go ahead. Let me hear.
The Cowboys are a disaster. They're a dumpster fire right now. I mean, their fantasy team single-handedly, the defense cost me my fantasy league this week, putting up -6 points. They can't run the ball. They can't stop the run. So I'm pretty concerned for them. I don't know what they were thinking taking the entire offseason to solidify CeeDee Lamb and Dak when they could have gotten those things out of the way early in the offseason and potentially added someone like a Derrick Henry who just terrorized them, 25 carries, 151 yards, 2 touchdowns. They put up a valiant effort coming back, but they fell short. Now they're 1-2 and taking on a Giants team that is, you know, not good by any means of the imagination, but they get a win in Cleveland, which, you know, negates Dallas's only win on the season. You know, we thought going into Cleveland, it was like, oh, okay, the Cowboys, what a, you know, good win. They really dominated them, but, you know, the Giants just beat them. So what does that say about Cleveland? I think it says more about Cleveland than it does about Dallas.
Yep.
And the Eagles, they're in a weird spot, man. I'm not sold on Sirianni. That fourth down that they decided to go for it on instead of taking the kick, you know, kicking the field goal.
Totally moronic.
It's like Sirianni was trying to say, like, oh, like, I'm trying to prove people wrong and, you know, go for it on fourth when I'm not supposed. It just didn't make any sense. And yeah, they got the win and their defense played well, but it didn't make me feel good about the state of Philly. And I mean, from last week's performances, Washington by far was, you know, won the week, for lack of a better term, going into Cincinnati, who is now 0-3, which is pretty shocking. 0-3 with losses to the Patriots and the Commanders. I know for sure that a lot of people who had them in survivor pools are kicking themselves right now as the Bengals sit at 0-3.
All right, Tyler Levine with us, Giovanna Scroggins. All right, listen, we got to get into this. We'll switch gears here. We're going to pivot to the NFC North. Giovanna, we'll start with you. My opinion is I don't see the Vikings sustaining this. This is not going to sustain. I'm sorry. Aaron Jones has been great. The coaching's been unbelievable. What a game on Sunday. It's a 5-star game. It's in Green Bay, Lambeau, and here we go with the Vikings and the Packers. Giovanna, we'll start with you, and I guess the context of this is, can Minnesota sustain this, or is this a short-lived bump, and they're going to come back to reality at some point? Go ahead. Let's hear.
I mean, I think the Vikings right now are in a very good spot. But I don't think they're going to sustain. I think they're going to go in. Jordan Love comes back hopefully this week. And that team, I mean, that team beat the Cowboys last season. And I think this team has, you know, a lot of good players around them. Like I said, youngest team in the league. So I think they're going to go in. The Packers are going to get that dub, and they're going to take the crown off the Vikings, making them, you know, not undefeated anymore. And the Packers are going to get that win in that game.
Yeah. Tyler, you see it. I still think Detroit is going to win that division, not going away, but Detroit's going to be an 11-12 win team for sure. Who's next in line? Is it Minnesota? And does this start sustain itself? Let me hear.
Well, I mean, the bookmakers think Minnesota's losing, and they have the Packers as a 2.5-point favorite. And if you just look at, even if Minnesota finds a way to win this game and they're sitting at 4-0, they have the Jets, the Lions, the Rams, who people should not look past. We just saw what they did against the Niners and how they came back. And I don't care how depleted they are. With McVay and Stafford, anything is possible. They got a couple easy wins, but this is obviously for me the Lions division, and I think it really is going to depend on injuries for the, you know, if the Packers can stay healthy, I think that they can easily finish in second. But like outside of those three games, I mean, the Vikings have the Colts, who I think their defense is going to absolutely eat up. I'm marking that as a W. The Jags, who are a dumpster fire. The Titans, who are a dumpster fire. The Bears, who really can't figure anything out on offense. The Cardinals, which will be a tricky one. The Falcons, I think they're going to lose too. And then outside of that, all they have is really the Seahawks and the Lions and the Packers again as teams to, you know, that will really challenge them. So I think Minnesota, being that they started this way, you know, I think most people had chalked up the Niners and the Texans as losses, and those are going to be two huge wins as they go down the stretch. I don't see why the Vikings can't get to 10 wins. I don't. I think that they'll probably find a way to split with the Packers. I think that they could take down the Packers this week, but I don't know if they're going to be able to take them down twice. But, I mean, dude, Sam Darnold, he's rocking and rolling. And, like, you know, what we're seeing with Bryce Young and the lack of confidence, what that's led to for him in Carolina, and obviously we just saw Andy Dalton come in and show that, hey, it's not the team, it's the guy. We see the polar opposite with Darnold, who is now sitting at 3-0, who, you know, has 8 touchdowns, 657 passing yards. I mean, the guy's absolutely balling. And when you have that sort of confidence, and keep in mind, he's doing this without Hockenson and Jordan Addison. So he's doing this without his wide receiver two and his tight end one. And Hockenson is no joke. That guy's a certified baller. And he'll be back towards the end of the season. So I think that the Vikings are going to make a push. And I don't see any reason why they can't finish this division in second or first if the Lions find a way to fall off a little bit.
All right, we got to get to Buffalo because that was just an epic performance. And you want to talk about dumpster fires. They're burning in Cincinnati. What a disgrace. Jacksonville, Peterson's probably going to get fired. Lawrence took all that money. He should be arrested for grand larceny. Let's go, Giovanna. Let's hear about Buffalo. Listen, folks, I think in the AFC, and then I don't know what the heck happened to Texans, but C.J. Stroud showed up like he showed up like the biggest bust in the world. It was horrific. But let's go to Buffalo, Giovanna. Go ahead. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, Josh Allen had himself a game. I think right now a lot of people have him in their MVP conversations, which I think is quite interesting. But I think Josh Allen, you know, quite frankly said, hey, we don't need Stephon Diggs. I think a lot of people were expecting this team to look a little bit different without Diggs there. But Josh Allen has proved everybody wrong, leading the quarterback room and position and a lot of staff. So I think that's really, really impressive for him starting out strong. But looking at Trevor Lawrence, last 8 games, they have an 0-8 record. I think that says a lot about this team. Obviously, looking at the head coach with Peterson, not sure what's going to go for him. A lot of people are saying he might get fired during the season. Think that might not be an understated statement, but Trevor Lawrence, I mean, he was seen as a generational talent. I think a lot of people were really high on him, but hasn't won a game since Thanksgiving. So I think that's really interesting. And I know the Jags are hurt right now. And even Peterson said, hey, we're not a very good football team. So if your head coach is saying that, how do you expect a team to play?
Buffalo's on top of my AFC power ratings. I don't know about you, Tyler. Take a stab at Buffalo. Take a stab at the AFC supremacy right now as we head to the quarter pole of the NFL season, if you can believe that. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, I was someone that said I had my concerns for Buffalo. I think that was one of my hot takes at the beginning of the year, and now I'm sitting here thinking, man, I'm an idiot. I mean, Josh Allen absolutely balled out. They're just finding a way to make it work. The fact that James Cook has really helped them establish a run game and, you know, making it where you can't just sit back and cover two and you know, just protect the pass game. Josh Allen's been killing it. The Bills look good. For me, they're by far and away the team to take down in that AFC East. And on the other side of the ball, Bryce Young has a win more recently than Trevor Lawrence. That's an actual statistic. And that's sad. And for Jags fans, you got to be thinking, like, where did we go wrong? Because when you look at their roster on offense, I mean, they have ETN, they have Christian Kirk, they have Brian Thomas Jr. now, they have Evan Ingram. I believe he might be hurt, but regardless, like, it's not like they don't have weapons. It's not like they don't have guys who can catch the ball and run the ball, because they do. So it comes down to, is it the coach or is it the quarterback? And obviously the defense is where the defense is at, but they're in a really tough spot, and you know, people were tanking for Trevor Lawrence, and now, you know, the people who avoided picking him up are, you know, putting their hands together and looking up and saying thank you, because he does not look like a guy at all. He has moments, he has flashes, I think Christian Kirk dropped the ball that he definitely could have caught, but it wouldn't have mattered ultimately in the grand scheme of things. And the Jags are in a really tough spot. I mean, Peterson has to go. And Trevor Lawrence is like, what do you do with him now? You paid him. So do you, it's the same situation the Giants are in. You paid a guy to be the guy, and he's not. He's not the guy, and I don't think he will be. You know, maybe if he goes somewhere else, he can kind of, you know, turn his career around, like a Baker Mayfield, like a Darnold. But as of right now, I just think it's, you know, his career in Jacksonville is over. I don't see them turning this around. I don't see how they could. It's a really, really tough spot to be in for the franchise.
All right, both you guys, Giovanni, you sit tight. We're coming back on the other side. We can't ignore the National League wild card race, and I'm telling you, Mets Atlanta is juice. It's a Tuesday into a Wednesday. I don't want to hear football. Tonight it's about baseball. We're going to address it here on Overnight, and we're going to address the postseason. Otani's unbelievable, but the Dodgers choke. They choke in the postseason. They got spanked. And I'm telling you, the team out west is the San Diego Padres. We'll get into that. And we got a huge college football game. So we're not going to get away from pigskin, because Alabama hosting Georgia Saturday night in Tuscaloosa is just unbelievable. We're going to weigh in on that. We got a lot to get to. We are presented by Geico. And we're going to let Tyler preview First Touch on Friday. And it replays on the weekend. That soccer show is absolutely five-star. He and Nico Beef Sauce. And what show can't be great when you got a guy whose last name is Beef Sauce? And that's not a fake name. We're coming back here. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight with Giovanna Scroggins and Tyler Levine. We're coming right back.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
All right, we are talking the world of sports here. The name of the show is Sports Overnight America. Check out our blogs at sportsovernight.net. You can listen live at sportsovernight.net too. Just click on listen live. Plus, we've got some great affiliates during the week. I love the one on the Gold Coast of Connecticut, WGCH. We also archived former Ranger goaltender Mike Richter. They had their 30th anniversary of the Rangers Stanley Cup in 94. The Stefan Matteau. He got the game-winning goal against the Devils, and then they beat up on Vancouver in a really thrilling seven-game series. Mike Richter podcast, sportsovernightamerica.net, and Zaid Hussein has got a blog up on the Mouth page where he kind of sizes up the NFC North. All right, we'll do the football before we get to the baseball because you got to stack them and rack them in order. Alabama, Georgia. Giovanna, you had your eyes on this. You've looked at it. If there's a college game where I want to be, I want to be at Notre Dame, Louisville. It sounds juicy. Notre Dame's got a horrible home schedule. But this one takes the cake on this Saturday night in college football. Let's hear. Alabama, Georgia. Go ahead, Gio. Ivana.
Yeah, I think this game is going to be really interesting. I mean, you have Georgia number two, Alabama's number four right now. Alabama is at home, but they are the underdog right now, which I thought was interesting. Obviously, Georgia last week skating by an unranked Kentucky. Their offense looked pretty slow in the first two performances. Alabama did beat Georgia last year in the semifinals. So I think Alabama is going to kind of keep that gameplay in mind and how they beat Georgia last year and then come back and try to maybe turn the tide a little bit against this number two Georgia team. But I don't think you can discount Georgia. I don't think you can discount their quarterback. So I think that game is going to be very interesting to watch and just see. And I think it's going to really shape of what this top five and even top 10 looks like in college football.
Let's hear it, Tyler. What do you think? This game, I'll tell you right now, I think Georgia's poised to get picked off here. I really do. And Giovanna is sitting right in the heart of college football because Texas, Quinn Ewers can take all the time he wants. They're not going to play him again until, I don't think, the 12th of October when we get the Red River rivalry at the Cotton Bowl. And I know Giovanna, there's a good chance she'll be there covering the game for us. Tyler, your take on Alabama, Georgia.
I think Alabama wins. The fact that they're an underdog here, I think, is just wrong. I think that it's just strictly public bait to slam Georgia. And I think Milroe, he has the experience. He's been in these spots now. He's been to the college football playoff. He played great against a Michigan team that inevitably, knocked him off. It's Alabama at home, man. You know, and it doesn't matter to me that they have a new head coach. It doesn't matter that they've turned some players over. I cannot see Georgia in this spot. Don't get me wrong, they're a good team, but Alabama's been flying high, and they're going to feel good, and they're going to want to defend their home turf. So I got them winning this one outright for sure.
All right, I need you guys both ready to go. When I announce the game, we'll go ladies before gentlemen. So that means Giovanna goes first, Tyler, you go second, I'll go third. We're going to rate the NFL menu before we get to baseball. I'm going to give you the matchup. You give it 3-2-1 or no stars. You ready to go? It's a real simple game. All right. Pittsburgh and the Colts. Let's start with you, Giovanna. That game is a 1 o'clock East. Steelers favored 1.5 against the Colts at Lucas Oil. How many stars?
Two
there. Tyler, what about you?
I'm giving this one. Pittsburgh's defense is going to destroy Richardson.
We're all over the map. I give it three. These are two teams that are just, I mean, the Colts are at home. We know they're better. Taylor can chew them up. All right, I'll go two. I can't go three. Three is easy for me, but Gio, you go ahead. 1 o'clock kick, Lambeau. Here we go. Vikings, Packers. Pack less than a field goal favorite on the home turf at Lambeau. Giovanna, go ahead.
I'm giving that a three-star.
Yeah, I'm slamming that with a three-star. Yeah, this is going to be a good – especially if Jordan Love comes back and plays in this game too, this is the game of the week for me.
All right. Will Jacksonville get off the schneid? If they do, it'd be a big spot. The game is at NRG in Houston. Texans 7-point favorites, 1 o'clock kick. Giovanna, Jaguars, Texans, what do you think?
I'm going to have to give that a one-star just based off of Trevor and the head coach situation.
Where are you, Tyler, on this one?
I'm giving it one star, and Peterson is gone after the game.
There's a chance if they lose. There's some talk of that. I give it one as well. All right, here's an underrated game, Giovanna. Again, a 1 o'clock kick, small, tepid favorite. Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz. The hurricane could be a mess in terms of flooding. You might have to take a boat to the game. Saints-Falcons in Atlanta, the mother city of the South. Giovanna, what do you think?
I like the Saints. The Falcons defense is not doing too bad, so I'm going to give this a two-star. Maybe two and a half.
You can give out half stars. Go ahead, Tyler. What about you?
I like this for a three-star, although I do think if the Falcons – I know they had some O-line injuries in that game against the Chiefs, and you could immediately see them struggle with playing out of the shotgun. But I think that the Saints are going to bounce back. I think there could be a lot of points in this game. I like these new Kirk Cousins Atlanta Falcons. I'm not going to lie. They're fun to watch.
I think the Houdats have got some interesting stats, and I think they compile them. I like Atlanta. I mean, I like New Orleans on the road in Atlanta. This will be a shootout. I'm going three stars solidly. Surprised you're bashful on that one, Giovanna, at 2.5, but still, we give you credit. All right, guys, this and gals. Rams, Bears, Soldier Field, 1 o'clock kick. Low total on this, 40 points. Bears favored less than a field goal. McVay's the best coach in the league right now with Belichick waiting in the wings for next year when he makes his grand return. Rams-Bears. Giovanna, let's hear.
I'm going to have to give this a one star just of how many injuries the Rams have. And I don't have faith in the Bears either, so I'm going to give it a one star.
All right, let's hear from you, Tyler.
I'm giving a 1.5, and I think the Rams are winning this game. This is Eberflus versus McVay. Could not be more of a lopsided coaching matchup. I think it's as lopsided as it gets. And the Rams just, they beat San Francisco. I don't care how depleted San Francisco is. Their defense is still as good as it is. And just coaching matters, especially at this level. I think people overlook it a lot. I think the Rams are just going to have a completely different type of ball game planned out versus the Bears.
Who would have thought the Bears would resort to fake sellouts at Chicago, but that's what they're doing. Unbelievable. Not selling out because the fan base is just sick to their stomach already. All right, let's go. Let's get down to South Florida, Tampa. They could be mopping up after the hurricane, too. They're going to host the Eagles, and the Eagles are road favorite. 1 o'clock kick in Tampa. Giovanna, what do you think?
I'm giving this a two-star for the reasoning of I'm really interested to see how the Eagles are going to play without A.J. Brown and, Devonta. So I'm giving it two.
Let's hear from Tyler real quick. Quick comment and a grade.
Yeah, I like two stars as well, and I think the Bucs are going to bounce back here. I think they're going to take down the Eagles, especially if Smith doesn't play. It might sway me a little bit. Philly's oddly minus 2.5 here, which does make me feel like the Eagles might win. But I don't know. My gut says the Bucs are going to bounce back after a pretty pathetic week.
I'm with
week.
You guys. I'm a two-star on this one as well. The Baker Mayfield show is left off Broadway. It's now fully on Broadway. The spotlight's on them. I like Tampa in this spot. This is fun. Tampa Bay is fun to watch. There's no Brady. There's no Gronk. But I'll tell you what, Baker Mayfield has scripted a nice story. Look at this game. I can't wait to hear. And I'm going to chastise you both if you're not accurate. Bengals will visit Charlotte, take on the Panthers. 1 o'clock kick, 4.5 the number. Giovanna, let me hear.
No,
Bengals-Panthers.
No star, period.
Yeah, I'm with you. If the game was in your backyard, you draw the blinds. Tyler.
Yeah, this is a zero-star game, and since he's minus 4.5, and I can't even with confidence say that they're going to cover that, especially after what we saw from Andy Dalton last week.
All right, what are we going to see with Broncos-Jets? That game will be at MetLife. The Jets, a big favorite in this one. Aaron Rodgers in the spotlight, of course, carries the big brand. 1 o'clock kick at MetLife. Broncos visiting the Jets. Giovanna.
I'm going to give this a 2.5. I'm really interested to see what Aaron Rodgers does, but also Broncos had an interesting upset in week 3, so I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Tyler.
I got this at a 1.5. I think that it's going to be a boring game. I think that the Jets defense should kind of shut up the Bengals. The Broncos a bit. But the Broncos also have a pretty solid defense and, you know, the best cornerback in the league. So I think there's going to be a lot of running the ball for the Jets. I don't know if they're going to be able to cover 7.5. I like the Broncos to cover this week, I think.
We're in the 2-minute. We just took the 2-minute warning. We're in a 2-minute drill. Let's go. We don't have any timeouts. Commanders, Cardinals, 4:05 Eastern kick. Cardinals, tepid home favorite. What do you say, Giovanna?
2 stars.
All right.
I'm going 3 stars.
I like 3-2. I definitely. Patriots, San Francisco. They're at Levi. They didn't wear your jeans because I'll tell you what. I wouldn't go to this game if you gave me a free ticket, and I'm a diehard Patriot fan. I'm just not going to watch this garbage. The Niners are banged up. The Patriots are god-awful. Giovanna, 4:05 kick out west. Niners, Pats. What do you think?
I'm giving this a 1 star.
It's getting a fat 0 for me.
Yeah, I'm a 0.
I won't watch a minute.
Giovanna's just too nice a person. How about this one? Browns, Raiders in Vegas. Only a 1-point favorite. Vegas. What do you think, Giovanna?
.5.
Tyler, what about you? You got a half
like
a star
that
in your pocket?
I got a half a star just because both teams are bad, which means it could be good.
I'm telling you, I'm on that theme. Tyler, you nailed it. I'm giving it 2 stars. I love it. Pearson's losing his mind. He's holding these bums accountable. The Browns just got beat by the Giants. I'd love to be at this game. Chiefs, Chargers, AFC West, 4:25 kick. Giovanna, what do you think?
This one's interesting, but I think I'm going to give it a 1 star, even though I kind of want to be higher.
All right. What about you, Tyler?
I'm going to go 1.5. No Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert's there, 2 stars. But other than that, I think Chiefs blow him out.
All right. NBC Sunday Night Football, guys. Come on. Ready, Giovanna? Ravens hosting Buffalo. 8:20 East kick. 2.5 points in the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. Ravens favored. Let's hear from you, Giovanna.
I'm going 3 stars on this one for sure.
Would not miss it for the world. What about you, Tyler?
I'm giving this one a 5 star. I'm breaking the rules. This is going to be unbelievable.
Good job out of you. All right, real quick. Mets, Atlanta. Just throw it out there. I'll let you guys go after this. I'm pumped up for this. Am I crazy? Have I lost it? I mean, nobody's watching. I mean, I'm here on the East Coast covering WNBA basketball tomorrow night. Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. I guarantee you the fix is in. They're going to beat the Connecticut Sun. They won a Game 3 Friday night in Indianapolis. But I'm into the baseball. Mets, Braves. I'll break the code here. I'm going to put a guy before a gal. Tyler, what do you think? I know you hate the Mets. You're a Yankee guy. What do you think?
This is an exciting game. This is a rivalry that's worth watching, especially after what happened a couple of years ago with the Braves coming back. Both teams are in a really good spot. They're pretty close in the standings, 87-69 Mets, 85-71 Braves. This is going to be a good game. This I might tune into as background noise just because it's the Mets.
Yeah, the Hurricanes coming. It may mess with the series too, so we'll keep an eye on that. Giovanna, last year you had the joy of the Texas Rangers winning the World Series. I know. Are you tuned out of baseball or are you tuned in? Tell me.
I'm tuned out, unfortunately. I mean, the Rangers have just blown my mind, so I'm very tuned out. But I do really like the Braves. I think it's going to be an interesting matchup against the Mets. So we'll see. That game's definitely going to be very, very fun and interesting to watch, which is a lot to say about baseball.
Yeah, I love having you both on. You guys are tremendous talents, just really tremendous talents. I mean, it's just awesome. Giovanna Scroggins, thank you very much. Tyler Levine, you are the man. What do you got coming up on First Touch with our good buddy Nico Beef Sauce? What do you got Friday night?
We got a lot to talk about from last week, especially the Arsenal and City game. We got some very intriguing matchups coming up this weekend. United travel to Tottenham. Who knows what's going to happen there? There's a lot on the menu. Definitely want to be tuning in Friday, 5 o'clock Eastern.
How good is Texas, Giovanna? Are they a rightful number one team in the country right now? And boy, Arch Manning is just a blast to watch. Give me a quick hit. A minute left.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Texas, number one all the way.
Listen, I love you both for coming on. We'll do it again next week or we'll do it soon. Thank you. Have a good night, all right?
Thank you, Marty.
All right.
Good night, Giovanna. Good night there.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, talking the world of sports down the home stretch. Braves Atlanta capture my imagination tonight, baseball-wise. Love the wild card race. Keep an eye on that hurricane in the southeastern part of the country. Got some family in Venice, Florida, worried about them. You know, Naples area, Sarasota, that whole area is really right in line. We'll see. Fast, rapidly developing situation. Right now they're saying it could be a cat three or four when it makes landfall. It's going to dump ungodly amounts of water. And it's almost 2 years to the day where, what was the name of it? Irene that came in there and wrecked so much havoc, costing lives and billions of dollars of damage. It was tough. That was just a very rough period in people's lives. So our thoughts and prayers to those folks down there, no question about it. Sports be damned. You know, you can always reschedule sporting events. You can't reschedule life. So we shall see. Great job out of Giovanna Scroggins and Tyler Levine. How about that? The Young Turks, they come in here and having done their homework, having solid opinions, and makes for great entertaining, opinionated sports talk radio. Proud of them both. They're great, great kids. So away we go. Listen to me talking about kids. All right. So Braves Mets Thursday night. Listen, I'm into it. The Giants and the Cowboys. Come on now. All right. Dallas looks awful. I mean, they don't have a running back. They got a quarterback who they just recently signed. They got CeeDee Lamb. They've let some talent go. They didn't get a running back. Could have had Derrick Henry. There was backs out there. Don't forget, remember we had that debate. You know, what are we going to do? Running backs. They've downgraded the position. Well, you guess what? You know, they don't have a running game right now. They're in deep trouble. They got to balance it out there a little bit. Giants might pull this thing off on Thursday. We'll keep an eye on it. We're back at it tomorrow. 6 Eastern, and then throughout the night here at Sports Overnight America. For Dominic Jimenez and the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your Tuesday into a late night Wednesday here on Sports Byline. Adios.